I sure hope so. I feel you. I feel you. That's why he wrote. That's why Kropotkin wrote. If we can see it, we can be it. Chapter one, method pursued in this work, the idea of a revolution against the enemy. He's quoting the law of 12 tables, the 12 tables. Revendication is eternal. If I were asked to answer the following question, what is slavery? And I should answer in one word, it is murder. My meaning would be understood at once. No extended argument would be required to show that the power to take from a man his thought, his will, his personality, it is a power of life and death, and that to enslave a man is to kill him. And I comment, hence the preoccupation in the power-funded arts with the theme of the living dead. Continuing, why then, to this other question, what is property? May I not likewise answer, it is robbery, without the certainty of being misunderstood? The second proposition being no other than a transformation of the first. I undertake to discuss the vital principle of our government and our institutions, property. I am in my right. I may be mistaken in the conclusion which shall result from my investigations. I am in my right. I think best to place the last thought of my book first. Still am I in my right. Such an author teaches that property is a civil right born of occupation and sanctioned by law. Another maintains that it's a natural right originating in labor. And both of these doctrines, totally opposed as they may seem, are encouraged and applauded. I contend that neither labor nor occupation nor law can create property, that it is an effect without a cause. Am I censurable? But murmurs arise. Property is robbery. That is the war cry of 93. That is the signal of revolutions. Reader, calm yourself. I'm no agent of discord, no firebrand of sedition. I anticipate history by a few days. I disclose a truth whose development we may try in vain to arrest. I write the preamble of our future constitution. This proposition, which seems to you blasphemous, property is robbery, would, if our prejudices allowed us to consider it, be recognized as the lightning rod to shield us from the coming thunderbolt. But too many interests stand in the way. Alas, philosophy will not change the course of events. Destiny will fulfill itself regardless of prophecy. That's interesting, isn't it? Is it historicist? Where are you, Carl? Come back, Popper. Besides, must not justice be done? And our education be finished? I think Popper would be more in line with that one. Property is robbery. What a revolution in human ideas. Proprietor and robber have been at all times expressions as contradictory as the beings whom they designate are hostile. All languages have perpetuated this opposition. On what authority, then, do you venture to attack universal consent and give the lie to the human race? Who are you that you should question the judgment of the nations and the ages? Of what consequence to you, reader, is my obscure individuality? I live, like you, in a century in which reason submits only to fact and to evidence. My name, like yours, is Truth Seeker. And in Greek, examiner, the philosopher whose business is to seek the truth. My mission is written in these words of the law: speak without hatred and without fear. tell that which thou knowest. The work of our race is to build the temple of science. And this science includes man and nature. And Kropotkin is nodding here enthusiastically. Don't you see him? Now truth reveals itself to all. Today to Newton and Pascal, tomorrow to the herdsman in the valley and the journeyman in the shop. And he knows this in his body, because the circumstances of his birth meant he would be labeled a peasant. His father was a skillful cooper and maker of brews, but neither occupation paid the bills, and the family had to continuously return to farming to live. So, we are in good hands, are we not? And I've gone over, so, and I'm going to repeat a little bit of that next week. Dense stuff, but we're gonna tease it out, and we're gonna squeeze it and get even more out of it than we would if we weren't able to take the time that it deserves. Together. Doing this together is so key, I found. I'm very grateful you're there. I love you. I love you so much. Keep yourself strong. Until next week, peace.
I see the sky.